This article, DNA and Bone Cells Found in Dinosaur Bone, from creation.com, is a free MP3 audio resource produced by Stillwaters Revival Books. SWRB is online at puritandownloads.com. This article is copyrighted by Creation Ministries International, CMI, and is read by permission. The author of the article is Jonathan D. Sarfati, and the reader is Bob Faulkner. Visit Creation Ministries International at creation.com for a massive collection of outstanding free online creationist resources, videos, articles, and so forth. At Stillwaters Revival Books, we also highly recommend CMI's professionally produced magazines, The Creation Magazine and The Journal of Creation. CMI speakers also visit churches all over the United States and the world to communicate the importance of the creation issue and the overall authority of Scripture at a lay level. CMI does not charge a set speaking fee. If you're interested in having a CMI speaker at your church, please visit the Contact Us page on creation.com for details of your local office. We at Stillwaters Revival Books also make thousands of free Christian resources available online at puritandownloads.com. At puritandownloads.com, you'll also find our complete online catalog containing classic and contemporary Christian books, digital downloads, MP3s, videos, books, and the Puritan hard drive, all at great discounts. And now to SWRB's reading of DNA and Bone Cells Found in Dinosaur Bone by Dr. Jonathan D. Sarfati. Remembering that God teaches us in the Bible that the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1:20 from the King James Version. For the last 15 years, Dr. Mary Schweitzer has been rocking the evolutionary uniformitarian world with discoveries of soft tissue in dinosaur bones. These discoveries have included blood cells, blood vessels, and proteins like collagen, but under measured rates of decomposition, they could not have lasted for the presumed 65 million years since dino extinction, even if they had been kept at freezing point, never mind the much warmer climate proposed for the dinosaurs. As she said in a popular TV show, when you think about it, the laws of chemistry and biology and everything else that we know say that it should be gone. It should be degraded completely. As well as the following in a scientific paper, the presence of original molecular components is not predicted for fossils older than a million years. And the discovery of collagen in this well-preserved dinosaur supports the use of actualistic conditions to formulate molecular degradation rates and models, rather than relying on theoretical or experimental extrapolations derived from conditions that do not occur in nature. As a careful scientist, after Dr. Schweitzer found elastic blood vessels and other soft tissue, she rechecked her data thoroughly. A report quoted her as follows. It was totally shocking, Schweitzer says. I didn't believe it until we'd done it 17 times. While other evolutionists saw the baneful implications to their long-age dogma and claimed that the blood vessels were really bacterial biofilms and the blood cells were iron-rich spheres called framboids. Yet this ignores the wide range of evidence Schweitzer adduced, and she's answered this claim in detail. However, Schweitzer herself maintains her faith in the long-age paradigm. Dino bone cells and proteins. Schweitzer's more recent research makes long ages even harder to believe. Here, she analyzed bone from two dinosaurs, the famous Tyrannosaurus rex and a large duck-billed dinosaur called Brachylophosaurus canadensis. Bone is an amazing structure with the ability to rework in response to stress and uses the finely designed protein osteocalcin, which has been found in the best-known duck-billed dinosaur, Iguanadon, dated to 120 MA. The most plentiful cells in bones are osteocytes. These have a distinctive branching structure that connects to other osteocytes and have a vital role in immediate responses to changing stresses. Schweitzer's team again removed the hard bony mineral with the chelating agent EDTA. They found transparent cell-like microstructures with dendritic branching, just the shape expected for osteocytes processes, some containing internal contents from both dinos. They also used antibodies to detect the globular proteins actin and tubulin used to make filaments and tubes in vertebrates. Proteins from both dinos had similar binding patterns to the same proteins from ostrich and alligator. They are not found in bacteria, so this rules out contamination. In particular, these antibodies did not bind to the type of bacteria that forms biofilms. Thus, a biofilm origin for these structures is not supported. Furthermore, they tested for collagen, a fibrous animal protein, and it was found in these bones, but not in surrounding sediments. Furthermore, because actin, tubulin, and collagen are not unique to bone, they tested for a very distinctive osteocyte protein called PHEX. This stands for phosphate regulating endopeptidase X-linked, which is vital in depositing the hard bone mineral. And indeed, antibodies specific to PHEX detected this unique bone protein. Detecting a distinctive bone protein is very strong support for osteocyte identification. The problem for long ages is, as they ask, cells are usually completely degraded soon after the death of the organism. So how could bone cells and the molecules that comprise them persist in Mesozoic or evolutionary dino age bone? They try to solve this problem by proposing that bone protects the cells from bacteria that cause degradation. Bone would hinder the cells from swelling that comes before cells self-destruct, autolysis, as well. They also propose that the surfaces of the mineral crystals attract and destroy enzymes that would otherwise speed up degradation. They propose that iron may play a vital role too, both by helping to cross-link and stabilize the proteins, as well as by acting as an antioxidant. Actually, this is all reasonable from a biblical creationist perspective up to a point. Measured decay rates of some proteins are compatible with an age of about 4,500 years since the flood, but not with many millions of years. However, seeing not only proteins but even cell microstructures after 4,500 years is still surprising, considering how easily bacteria can normally attack them. These ideas could help explain survival over thousands of years, but they seem totally implausible for millions of years, since the above preservation proposals could not stop ordinary breakdown by water hydrolysis over vast eons. Dino DNA. The problem for long agers is even more acute with their discovery of DNA. Estimates of DNA stability put its upper limit of survival at 125,000 years at 0 degrees centigrade, 17,500 years at 10 degrees centigrade, and 2,500 years at 20 degrees centigrade. One recent report said, "There's a general belief that DNA is rock solid, extremely stable," says Brent Eichmann, associate professor of biological sciences at Vanderbilt, who directed the project. Actually, DNA is highly reactive. On a good day, about 1 million bases in the DNA in a human cell are damaged. These lesions are caused by a combination of normal chemical activity within the cell and exposure to radiation and toxins coming from environmental sources, including cigarette smoke, grilled foods, and industrial wastes. A recent paper on DNA shows that it might be able to last as much as 400 times longer in bone. But even there's no way that DNA could last the evolutionary time since dino extinction. Their figures of the time till complete disintegration of DNA, no intact bonds, is 22,000 years at 25 degrees centigrade, 131,000 years at 15 degrees centigrade, 882,000 years at 5 degrees centigrade, even if it could somehow be kept continually below freezing point at minus 5 degrees centigrade, it could survive only 6.83 MA, only about a tenth of the assumed evolutionary age. The researchers state, however, even under the best preservation conditions at minus 5 degrees centigrade, our model predicts that no intact bonds, average length equals one base pair, will remain in the DNA strand after 6.8 MYR. This displays the extreme improbability of being able to amplify a 174 BP DNA fragment from an 80 to 85 MYR old Cretaceous bone. Yet Schweitzer's team detected DNA in three independent ways. Indeed, one of these chemical tests and specific antibodies specifically detect DNA in its double-stranded form. This shows that it was quite well preserved, since short strands of DNA less than about 10 BP don't form stable duplexes. The stain DAPI lodges in a groove of a stable double helix, which requires even more BP. Again, the first possible response by long agers is contamination, but the DNA was not found everywhere, but only in certain internal regions of the cells. This pattern was just like in ostrich cells, but nothing like biofilm taken from other sources and exposed to the same DNA detecting pattern. This is enough to rule out bacteria, because in more complex cells, such as ours and dinos, the DNA is stored in a small part of the cell, the nucleus. Furthermore, Schweitzer's team detected a special protein called histone H4. Not only is yet another protein a big problem for millions of years, but this is a specific protein for DNA. DNA is an acid, so is negatively charged, while histones are alkaline, so positively charged, so they attract. In more complex organisms, the histones are tiny spools around which the DNA is wrapped, but histones are not found in bacteria. So, as Schweitzer and others say, these data support the presence of non-microbial DNA in these dinosaur cells. Conclusion. It's hard to improve on one of Mary Schweitzer's early quotes. She said, "It was exactly like looking at a slice of modern bone, but of course I couldn't believe it." I said to the lab technician, "The bones are, after all, 65 million years old. How could blood cells survive that long?" End of quote. This just shows the grip of the long age paradigm. A more reasonable and indeed scientific question would be, quote, "This looks like modern bone. I've seen blood cells and blood vessels and detected hemoglobin and now actin, tubulin, collagen, histones, and DNA, and real chemistry shows they can't survive for 65 million years. What I don't see is the claimed millions of years. So we should abandon this doctrine."
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at PuritanDownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at PuritanDownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan Hard Drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan Hard Drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan Hard Drive is for you. Visit PuritanDownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan Hard Drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwaters Revival Books.